Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm and pleasant day across Israel, perfect for outdoor activities. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining bright. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa and Eilat are basking in mild temperatures. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah's bloody gamble, thousands of dead in a desperate attempt to remain relevant, according to a Reuters investigation released just minutes ago. Also, the IDF has demolished a 260-foot terror tunnel in Lebanon. This occurred earlier this hour, as reported by JNS. The tunnel contained several rooms for Hezbollah operatives. Also this hour, Israel-Iran energy infrastructure war signals a dangerous new escalation. Strikes on refineries and gas facilities mark a new phase in the conflict, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Israel has initiated a project to counter drone threats. This is part of a sweeping military upgrade plan, as reported by I-24 News in the past hour. And finally, monitored phone calls and fear of arrest. This is what life looks like for Iran's Jews now, shared by Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reports that two U.S. service members are missing in southwestern Morocco. This follows their participation in annual multinational military exercises. Dan Bermawi, a Middle East political analyst, posted just now that negotiations with Iran are a waste of time. He advocates for a return to strategic bombings and targeting key military sites. Finally, Benjamin Netanyahu's recent remarks on Israel's strength were highlighted by journalist Noga Tarnopolsky. She notes the Prime Minister's emphasis on empowerment and independence. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's challenges. Reuters reveals Hezbollah's involvement with Iran in the war against Israel and the U.S. Thousands have died as the group struggles to maintain its influence. This has significant implications for regional stability and Hezbollah's future strategic decisions. Turning to the IDF's recent actions, the Israeli military has successfully demolished a lengthy terror tunnel in Lebanon. JNS reports it was used by Hezbollah operatives for long-term stays. This operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to secure its northern borders amid rising tensions. Meanwhile, a new front emerges in the Israel-Iran conflict. The Jerusalem Post highlights escalating strikes on energy infrastructure, signaling systemic risks. These attacks could further destabilize the region, impacting global energy markets and diplomatic relations. Separately, Israel's counter-drone initiative aims to enhance national security. I-24 News reports this move is part of a larger military upgrade. It's a proactive measure to address evolving threats and demonstrates Israel's commitment to technological innovation in defense. Finally, the situation for Iran's Jewish community is increasingly precarious. Forward shares the story of an Iranian Jewish woman in the U.S., concerned for her family back home. This highlights the broader human rights challenges faced by minorities in Iran during the conflict. On the economic front, first, a flurry of activity in Israel's real estate market. Globes reports on recent apartment sales and rentals across cities like Tel Aviv and Ashkelon. This reflects ongoing demand and investment interest within the country. Separately, the oil market is experiencing heightened turbulence. Maariv Business notes an Iranian tanker evading U.S. forces, while OPEC announces increased production. These developments are causing oil prices to soar, with potential global economic repercussions. And finally, SanDisk is witnessing an AI-driven resurgence. CTech reports the company has reached a $160 billion valuation, with deep ties to Israel. This highlights the country's significant role in the global tech landscape, especially in artificial intelligence advancements. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.